Daily prayers, key to success. Many long for a self-fulfilling life. Many think happiness comes from wealth and leisure, yet others from money. True happiness has its anchor in Christ Jesus through prayers. Prayer is the key, as often said. Yes, prayer is the key to success, key of getting into open doors of self-fulfillment, happiness, and the joy of the Lord. Here's a list of prayers below, coming from my daily personal experience of prayer. With an open heart, join me, pray in faith, and you will not go empty-handed but with untold breakthroughs, for prayer is the key. Let us pray. 1. You restore me, Lord, because you know that I love you. Being weary and broken by shame and regrets of the horrible experience he had, and wishing if he could cancel what has happened and be a friend of yours again, lovingly and wonderfully, O Jesus, you gave Peter a golden opportunity today that overwhelmed him and he jumped into the water. What a loving and merciful God you are. Like Peter, dear Lord, I jump into the water of trust, running to you to say several times, you know that I love you despite my brokenness. I surrender all regrets of the past into your hands, dear Lord, and with all my heart I say again, you know that I love you, restore me from regrets of the past. I seize this golden opportunity you offer today to say with Peter again, you know that I love you, thank you for restoring me, Lord Jesus. I trust in you. Amen. 2. Let me step into this new day renewed, Lord. Risen Jesus, you gave me good sleep and I'm now awake on a bright day, so new and unique. What a gift. Thank you, Lord. I leave my errors and doubts of yesterday behind, and by your grace let me step into this new day renewed in faith. May my whole being worship and glorify my God today in my thoughts, words, and acts. Sanctify me, O risen Jesus, that I may be up to the task of life, with you in me and around me. I love you, Jesus. Amen. 3. Show me a way forward, Jesus. When persecutions come my way, when I do the best I can and my friends misunderstand, when difficulties abound, please, Lord Jesus, show me a way out. May I not choose revenge but seek a peaceful way out which is only in you. Your apostles had a way out to spread your good news more and more when they were persecuted. May I take after them that in any disappointment, in any cross, there is a blessing and a way forward. Sweet Jesus, I trust you, you will never fail me. Amen. 4. Draw me to Jesus, your risen Son, O God. My loving Father, you created me in your image all for the glory of your holy name. I worship and exalt you, dearest Father, and allow my whole being to respond to your plan for me. Draw me closer to Jesus, your risen Son, O my God, for only by your grace can this be possible. Let me feel the saving power of his resurrection upon my entire being and family, and be his special friend now and forever. Amen. You are the beginning and the end, Lord. 5. Yes, Lord, I believe you are the food of life. Truly, O Lord Jesus, I believe you are the bread of life, for you tell me with conviction and power that I'll have no life in me without feeding on the food you offer, your body and blood. Jesus in the Eucharist, food that nourishes my life, I believe, hope, and trust in you. Nourish me and help me stand firm and clear in matters of faith like you, my Lord and Master. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. 6. You are the beginning and the end, Lord. Mighty Jesus, my everlasting Lord and King, your words are powerful and true. You are the beginning and the end of my life. Like Peter, I ask you, to whom shall I go, Lord? You have the word of eternal life. Even when the storms of life are raging, you are my only true anchor. Lord, I am yours now and forever. Amen. 7. Thank you for your unwavering care and support, Lord. Loving Jesus, my good shepherd, thank you for your unwavering care and support for me. You are always by my side, protecting, directing, and leading me. Lord, help me to hear your voice better and to follow you more. My good shepherd, help me also be a good shepherd to all those you have entrusted to my care. Fill me with love, gentleness, and humility toward them. Jesus, my good shepherd, I trust in you. Amen. 8. Dearest Lord, may your word never be drowned out by other voices in me. There are many voices around me, Lord, but it's your voice I want to hear. I leave my ears open to hear you, Lord. Teach me how to listen and understand you more. May I listen to you more often in prayers and the awareness of your presence always? Speak to me and do not let your word be drowned out by other voices in me. Give me the grace to listen and hear you every day before any other, that I may not doubt you in any way but be able to hear and understand you at all times. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 9. Thank you for your divine presence, Lord. Risen Jesus, my Lord, and my God, thank you for your divine presence in my life. When I see and hear you, I see and hear the Father, for you and your Father are one. Mighty God, I worship you in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, through whom you revealed yourself to me. He is one with you, mighty God, always present, all-knowing. I worship you, O God. You are so good to have shown yourself to me. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, mighty God, three in one. Amen. 10. Jesus, my Master, I surrender all to you. For the wonders of my being, for your mighty saving hand upon my life and all that you have done through me, take all the glory, O Jesus, my Master, I surrender all to you, my will, my desire, and my all. Take all the adoration, praise and honor, for on my own I'm nothing. Teach me your ways, my Master, and lead me to the right path of life. Jesus, my Lord, and Master, I trust in you. 11. You assure me every day, Lord. Risen Jesus, how wonderful you are. You assure me every day of your peace, courage, and love. You would not want to see me afraid but peaceful and joyful. You have been, you are here, and you promise still to be with me always. What a loving friend you are. I love you too, Jesus, and I open my heart to receive your peace now and forever. Amen. 12. As your Father loves me, so you love me, Lord. Loving Jesus, my Lord and my all, you are telling me that as the Father loves you, so you love me. How good to hear that you open yourself and receive your Father's love to overflow onto me. Give me the grace of openness to your love, O Lord, that I may also be filled to overflow to others. Teach me how to channel your fatherly love to others in a world where love is a great necessity. I love you too, Jesus, teach me to love perfectly. Amen. 13. Into your hands, I surrender all, Lord. Loving Jesus, you are telling me today that if the world persecutes me, I should understand it persecuted you before. Sweet Jesus, into your hands I surrender anything that weighs me down because of my faith. Give me the grace and strength to overcome difficulties in my faith's journey toward you. Dearest Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 14. My Jesus, I love you. My dearest and sweet Jesus, I love you. Come and make your dwelling in me. I open wide my heart and soul for you and your own. Do well to come, O precious Lord. I want to feel your presence in the Blessed Trinity. Fill me, melt me, and use me in your love, Lord. Without you I am nothing. I am yours now and forevermore in love. Welcome, sweet Jesus. Amen. 15. You see me in the future, Lord. Sweet Jesus, how wonderful to know you see me in the future. You know all that will become of me. It gives me peace and consolation to understand that you know all about me, what has been and what is to come. You said when I face persecution or weighed down in any way, I should know you told me. I can see you continue to reveal this to me each day in visions and dreams. Thank you, Lord, for revealing more of your plan for me each day. I love you, dearest Jesus. Amen. 16. Immerse my life, O Holy Spirit of Truth. Come, O Holy Spirit of Truth, and immerse my life with your truth. Divine Truth, come, teach and lead me to the truth. My soul's door opened wide for you, come in. Help me know what is wrong and what is right. Inspire me with a good sense of discernment about the truth that I may follow. Holy Spirit, my helper, I trust in you. Amen. 17. You give me consolation, Lord. Sweet Jesus, how consoling are your words to me today. You assure me joy and happiness at the end of every trial and persecution, every sorrow and pain as your follower. You give me hope and courage to live like you and follow in your footsteps despite all obstacles, sorrows, and pains. It gives me joy and a great consolation to know you have a plan for me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of power that resists all aught, that I may never be driven astray by pain and sorrow or persecutions but remain in you always. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 18. No one can take my joy from me. Thank you, Lord, for assuring me that no one can take my joy from me despite my anguish. Your joy is my strength, help me remain in you, Lord. Jesus, I believe and trust in you. Amen. 19. Father, in the name of Jesus, hear me. Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus I worship you and ask you to hear my humble prayer. In the name of Jesus, pour into my heart and soul you precious Spirit, that love which flows from your loving heart for my sanctification and healing. Loving Father, I open up my entire being, fill me to the brim with the Spirit of fortitude, the Spirit of holiness, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, and holy fear. I ask all these in the name of Jesus my Lord and my God. Amen. 20. Honor and praise to you, O God. Honor and praise to you, O Lord Jesus, for ascending and being seated on your throne on high. You have conquered death and won new life for me. Thank you, Lord. Now you send me to spread this goodness by the power of your Holy Spirit that you will send to me. Lord, I open up my innermost self to receive your powerful Spirit. Descend, O power of Jesus, and fill me with courage and zeal to continue the mission of my Lord till the end of my life on earth. May my thoughts, words, and deeds be transformed so I may be able to also transform others. Mighty Holy Spirit, my helper, come, I trust in you. Amen. 21. You are Jesus my Lord and my friend. Yes, Lord, you are Jesus my Lord, and my friend. I believe you suffered and died to set me free. Come to me in your spirit and life, O Lord, I am yours forever. Give me the grace of perseverance that nothing should deter me from following you till the end. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. 22. Mother Mary, the first love you. Like Elizabeth, O Mother Mary, I'm blessed to have you as my loving mother and model who brings me grace and blessings from your Son, my Lord Jesus. You are full of grace, intercede for me that the Holy Spirit may fill me too with grace from your Son, my Lord. I present my family to you to lay your protecting garment upon us and keep us safe in the name of Jesus, your beloved Son, our Lord. Mother Mary, I love you. Amen.